For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Polls are now open across Shelby County on this election day. The ballot includes numerous federal and local primaries. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, officials will need to tally a record number of mail-in ballots, and counting them on time could be a trial run for November's presidential election in the middle of a pandemic.
The Shelby County Election Commission sent out over 19,000 absentee ballots this year after a judge ruled the pandemic was a valid reason to request one. There are only about 1,000 absentee ballots in a typical election like this. Mail-in votes get tallied today, just like the rest of them. Election Administrator Linda Phillips doesn't anticipate delays tonight, but the November count could be different, when far more people are expected to choose the postal option.
If we get much more than 100,000 for November, then the odds are very good that we will not be able to finish on Election Day.
About 80% of absentee ballots had been returned by Wednesday morning. Those not received by 7 o'clock tonight, by mail only, aren't counted. The state of Tennessee is still in a court fight to limit absentee voting in November. Phillips says she wants people to vote however they feel most comfortable, but she worries that mail-in votes also come with a risk.
It's inevitable that some of them are going to be misdelivered or they're going to arrive too late. So my advice is, if you absolutely positively want to make sure your vote counts, mask up and vote in person.
Polling places are open until 7 o'clock tonight with extensive COVID-19 safety measures in place. Visit govotetn.com to find your precinct. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
And today's election will determine the new Shelby County Court Clerk, along with primary races for U.S. Senate and the 8th and 9th Tennessee Congressional Districts.